First, it was a day for cabinets, shadow and otherwise. As the Gillard government was officially sworn into office this afternoon, Tony Abbott unveiled his new front bench lineup. And as promised, Malcolm Turnbull is back with a shadow ministry. Mr. Turnbull is in the studio with me now and he'll join me very shortly for an interview. He's been handed the portfolio of communications and broadband. Many faces and jobs haven't been touched. Mr. Abbott declared it was important to have an experienced team which would hold Labour to account. But he admits some will be disappointed that they've been dropped. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Julia Gillard was sworn in as the Prime Minister just after 20 past 2 Eastern Time at Yarralumla.
I, Julia Eileen Gillard, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia in the office of Prime Minister.
Ms Gillard's partner, Tim Matheson, the Deputy Prime Minister Wayne Swan and his family watched on as the Prime Minister and the Governor-General signed the official paperwork, and they gave their approval. Nearly an hour later, the rest of the ministry was sworn in.
Your Excellency, I present the Honourable Wayne Maxwell Swan, MP, to be the Treasurer.
And obviously the government was stung by criticism that it had omitted certain titles from the new ministerial lineup. Today, inserting the word education into Peter Garrett's job title.
Your Excellency, I present the Honourable Peter Robert Garrett, AM, MP, to be Minister for School Education, Early Childhood and Youth.
Research has reappeared in Kim Carr's job description and the word tertiary has been shoehorned into Chris Evans's new title too. All up, the Prime Minister's made five changes to titles since unveiling her new ministry on Saturday.
After all members of the ministry have been sworn in, I'll announce the conclusion of the ceremony and invite the ministers and parliamentary secretaries to accompany the Governor-General and the Prime Minister for the formal photograph of the state entrance to Government House. We'll then head off to the dining room for some afternoon tea. So, most importantly, relax, make sure your mobile phones are switched off, and enjoy the significance of this occasion.
And while the new Gillard frontbench team was being sworn in, Tony Abbott was in Sydney, making his last round of phone calls to advise his colleagues of their new roles in his opposition frontbench lineup.
The minority government lost its way, lost its majority, and now has lost its mandate. It's still in government, but it's only just in government. And so our task as a coalition is to be an even more formidable opposition in the coming term than we were in the last term.
Most shadow ministers haven't changed portfolios.
I'm very happy to be announcing this team, this good blend of stability and renewal.
Mr. Abbott says Labor's national broadband network will be a key part of the next parliamentary term. He says NBN stands for Nationalised Broadband Network, and at $5,000 per person, he insists it's a waste of money.
I've already described it as school halls on steroids, and we can be certain that the national broadband network will be to this term of government what pink bats and school halls were the last term of government. And who better to hold the government to account here than Malcolm Turnbull, who is restored to the opposition front bench as Shadow Minister for Communications and who has the technical expertise and the business experience to entirely demolish the government on this issue.
Mr. Turnbull's promotion means Tony Smith's been pushed aside, becoming the Parliamentary Secretary for Tax Reform. Mr. Abbott was asked if he was worried that Mr. Turnbull might at some point be after another promotion, the Liberal Party leadership.
No one will be happier than I am if he succeeds magnificently in this shadow portfolio.
Promotions have also gone to Susan Lee, who has the responsibility of employment participation. Bronwyn Bishop becomes the Shadow Special Minister of State and Brett Mason gains the portfolio of universities and research. Liberal Stuart Robert is charged with defence, science, technology and personnel. Some other new faces include National Senator Fiona Nash, with newly re-elected former Howard government MPs Teresa Gambaro and Warren Entsch back with coalition party responsibilities. But gone from the front bench are Sharman Stone, Steve Chobo, Louise Marcus and Joanna Gash.
Politics is a tough business, and inevitably one person's elation is someone else's disappointment. Doesn't mean that that person has done a bad job, not at all. It just means that there is something of the quality of snakes and ladders about the business of politics. Always has been a bit like that, always will be a bit like that.
The opposition leader Tony Abbott ending that report by Sabra Lane.